CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to Fired Up with CJ on CBS Sky Radio. Today we have award-winning food writer Ellen Canner. She's the author of Feeding the Hungry Ghost, and she's sharing some cooking tips for the holiday meal prep. I'm Cassandra, and I want to say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And if you'd like more information on shows that CJ has on this station, you can go to her website, firedupwithcj.com. This show and more shows like it, they're all there. You can get information on that. You can also go to her Facebook. That's also Fired Up with CJ. And I'm going to go right back to CJ and our guest, Ellen Canner.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. I have been really enjoying my conversation with Ellen Canner, who is talking about her book, Feeding the Hungry Ghost. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about a couple things. We're going to sneak in something new. But we're going to talk about holiday planning and how you can make this a stress-free Thanksgiving. And then we're also going to talk about, I think, emotional planning, right? Because there's during the break, we were saying how, you know, it's your Thanksgiving, and you get to choose what you want it to be. And, Ellen, you had some good suggestions. Tell me about your thoughts about Thanksgiving.
I think you have to make it personal. What may be important to my aunt may not be the thing that makes it important to me. Mm-hmm. But since everyone's going to be coming here, as much as I want to honor my aunt and my friends and my neighbors and my parents, I'm the one who's got to get it going, so I have to think, what's non-negotiable for me? What do I have to have to be there? Mm-hmm. And that's going to make you go into it with gratitude and joy and not like, I can't wait to get these people out of here.
Okay, what are some non-negotiable items? So when you're thinking about your Thanksgiving, what are the kind of hit lists of these are the absolute things that I want this Thanksgiving to be for me?
I do want to be able, the reason I plan so far in advance is because I want to be part of the party.
Mm, yep.
I don't want to spend the time in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'm sure you know, you can.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I have to give a caterer friend some credit for this. At one time, I think we were going to have, a mere 12 or 18 people over. And she said, no, you can't do it all yourself. When you have that many people, you need to get help, whether that's hiring a caterer or getting your niece to help serve or getting your friend who loves to play bartender to mix drinks. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is a communal effort. Let's get in there.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's
too.
What are some other things that are kind of non-negotiable for you? Wanting to be part of the party, what else? I think that's a great one.
That is to me a huge one. I could have a party with no food, just as long as everyone were here. But of course, we have to have the food, which is why I plan and do so much of it in advance.
Okay, so tell us what kind of things make it so that you can be part of the party. What are some of the tricks of the trade for preparing?
All I have to do tomorrow is make the desserts, and that is a pleasure. And, of course, the house smells of cinnamon, and it's very welcoming. There is a communal effort going along because the turkey is super important to my mother, and I'm the vegan, so I'm glad to outsource that. So everyone does want to feel part, so find out what they're willing to do.
So you basically, instead of kind of taking on all of it, say, well, Mom, I know you really love the turkey, and I'm a vegan, so that's not a big thing for me, so would you mind doing the turkey? Which is a big ask, though. Is it a pain for her to bring over, or how does she even haul over?
Probably, well, fortunately, we live near each other, so, it could be worse. It's not like she has it on her lap in the plane.
Right.
Although I have to say, when I was away at college and she missed me and they came for that first parents' weekend, she arrived with a banana bread on her lap.
That's sweet.
I mean, this is sort of how my family rolls.
That's very sweet. That's so sweet. Very, very sweet. All right, so how so I just said, now I imagine all your friends and family flying in from out of town, bringing all sorts of mashed potatoes on the plane, gravy on the plane. All right, so what are
less
some of
the...
Less
than 3 ounces, though, if you want to do it in terms of, like,
exactly.
Travel safety.
Exactly, in their little shampoo bottles. They have gravy stored on their laps. All right, so what are some of the items? You know, there's so many things now. I went to Whole Foods. You can get your whole meal at Whole Foods. All you have to do is just buy everything, and it's all done. But what are things do you think are kind of, you know, when you're trying to prepare a meal, what are things you think, you know, no, make that yourself, because it's going to make, there's going to be a difference between having something homemade, fresh, versus something that you buy at the store. Do you have any thoughts on what things you really should have fresh and what things you could skip on?
I definitely think fresh herbs rather than dry.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they just look so much better. They smell better. The flavor is so much more. If you add fresh thyme or chop fresh basil rather than like the kind of brown powdery stuff, mm-hmm. it's really going to have big flavor payoff. And it's going to remind you that this is a thing that grows.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a dry, inanimate thing.
Right, coming from a jar of who knows what age. Frankly, in my house, it's unclear how old that thing. It needs to be dated. So here's the thing. When you do use fresh herbs, is it the same quantity as the quantity that shows in the recipe, or do you use a little bit less? That's always kind of trips me up. Like, okay, I'd like to use basil, but should I use the same amount that's in the recipe or not?
Well, with my book, it's easy because everything's fresh. I'm a bit of a weirdo about that. But for someone else's recipe, because the flavors are so vibrant, you can use a little less.
Okay. Okay, got it. So if it says, like, let's say it says a quarter teaspoon of thyme, do you use an eighth, or like how much less is less so that it still tastes good and not overpowering because it's fresh?
I would say try half and then taste. To me, recipes are the whole cooking experience is very subjective. I can give you a recipe, and I think the first time you should make it pretty much as it says, but once you make it and you feel good about it, it becomes your recipe. You think, you know, I made that before, and I kind of liked it, but I like more lemon juice in mine, so I'm going to do that. And by the third time you make it, it's become your recipe.
Right. Right, so do it the way it says in the recipe, but just keep on amending bit by bit each time you do it. I love that.
Yes,
and I actually think I do that
naturally. You're the one who has to make it and eat it.
Right, right. And a lot of the recipes, frankly, they have way too much sugar, flour, and fat. I mean, you can go with a lot less, I think. And
yes, I noticed that you had mentioned that in something coming up, that, you know, you look at a recipe and you think, okay, I'm just going to dial all that stuff down. That's really, really sensible.
Yeah, and usually don't taste a difference because you don't know what it would have tasted like, because I don't even start with, you know, the stick of butter.
Mm-hmm.
all right, so what are the major milestones? Let's say that you were preparing Thanksgiving, and I love the idea of you just outsource, like, the turkey and some of the other items so that all you're doing is dessert the day of. But what other kinds of things?
A bunch of vegetables, yes, today and yesterday, but that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, so tell me, what's your kind of like, if I looked at your to-do list between the month ago and now, how do you organize everything so it's not overwhelming?
I do a little at a time. I try not to do too much last minute. I remember one Christmas Eve party, we invited everyone. It was, in fact, the biggest party we had, and I've never had one as big again. It was 75 people.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I was doing it, you know, I thought I had everything under control, but, like, just up to the bell, I'm putting mascara on one eye, and then the doorbell rang. I'm thinking, oh, wow. So I'm like, I've got the wand in the other hand. I'm just sort of going. And then people came, and it wasn't like they came fashionably late. They came and they came and they came.
Like, oh, my
I'm
goodness.
I'm so glad I'm wearing a dress now. I mean,
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have Ellen Kanner here who's sharing her award-winning book, who just won an award for Book of the Year by Veg News. Congratulations on that. Thank you so much, Ellen. You're so delightful. I'll be coming over at 6.
Fantastic.
Up ahead on Fired Up with CJ, we're going to be talking about how to make your holiday meals both healthy and delicious with Dr. Deb Kennedy. So if you'd like to get more information about food, then make sure to go to www.firedupwithcj.com and check out our food section. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Ellen. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, compassionate, abundant Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Love to you. Bye-bye.